Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Were you able to catch the general women's session of the LDS conference? It happened just a little while ago, and if not, you can actually tune in to mormonchannel.org to watch it in several different languages. There were some really fabulous talks given by both the female and male leadership of the LDS Church. And it was a wonderful conference, but I can honestly say that I was a little bit hesitant to go at first. It was kind of a crazy day. I had a lot on my plate, and I wasn't sure exactly what going to the conference would do to help me, but I decided to go. I went by myself to the church building to watch it, and this was one of the few occasions in my life where I can honestly say I felt struck by a talk. I mean, really by all of the talks, but one of the talks in particular just answered a concern that I'd had for a long time and really been wrestling with, and it just amazed me, and it shouldn't have surprised me, but it really amazed me that how well our Heavenly Father knows us, how well He loves us, and He wants to give us direction for our lives. And there were some really wonderful things shared throughout the evening, and I wanted to pull a few of my favorite moments here for you today. So the following sound clips are from, in order, Sister Jean B. Bingham, Sister Carol M. Stevens, Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, and President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Take a listen.
One of the most significant ways we can develop and demonstrate love for our neighbor is through being generous in our thoughts and words. Some years ago, a cherished friend noted, "The greatest form of charity may be to withhold judgment. That is still true today." When we see our own imperfections more clearly, we are less inclined to view others through a glass darkly. We want to use the light of the gospel to see others as a Savior does, with compassion, hope, and charity. The day will come when we will have a complete understanding of others' hearts, and we'll be grateful to have mercy extended to us, just as we extended charitable thoughts and words to others during this life.
I often meet Latter-day Saint women who are desperate for help, yet they do not turn to the One who can provide everlasting help. Too often they seek for understanding, searching the great and spacious building. As we increase our understanding of the doctrine of Christ, we soon discover that we are developing a deeper understanding of the great plan of happiness. We also recognize that our Savior, Jesus Christ, is at the very heart of the plan. When we learn how to apply the doctrine of Christ to our individual circumstances, our love for our Savior grows, and we recognize that regardless of perceived differences, all of us are in need of the same infinite atonement. Hope and healing are not found in the dark abyss of secrecy, but in the light and love of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Sisters, I don't believe that conditions are going to improve going forward. If current trends are an indication, we need to be prepared for the storms that lie ahead. It would be easy to throw up our hands in despair, but as covenant people, we need never despair. It will take concerted effort to be converted and to keep our covenants. To do so, we need to be girls and women who study the essential doctrines of the gospel and have an unshakable testimony of their truthfulness. There are three areas I believe are foundational to strong testimonies and that I consider to be essential to our understanding. First, we need to acknowledge the centrality of God, our eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, to our faith and salvation. Second, we need to understand the need for the restoration of the doctrine, organization, and keys of authority in these latter days. We need to have a witness that the prophet Joseph Smith was divinely chosen and appointed by the Lord to bring about this restoration, and recognize that he organized the women of the church after the organization that existed in Christ's church anciently. And third, we need to study and understand temple ordinances and covenants.
Now, some of you might not feel worthy of such high praise. You might think you are too insignificant to have a meaningful influence on others. Perhaps you don't even consider yourself a woman of faith. because you sometimes struggle with doubt or fear. Faith is a strong conviction about something we believe, a conviction so strong that it moves us to do things that we otherwise might not do. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. While this makes sense to believing people, it is often confusing to non-believers. They shake their heads and ask, "How can anyone be certain of what they cannot see?" To them, this is evidence of the irrationality of religion. What they fail to understand is that there are more ways to see than with our eyes, more ways to feel than with our hands, more ways to hear than with our ears.
And again, remember that if you missed the general women's session of LDS Conference, you can rewatch it on MormonChannel.org in several different languages, or you can listen to or read the talks at LDS.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.